Happy Thanksgiving, Lucy.
Happy Thanksgiving, MZ. So we are doing one of our favorite shows today, which we felt like was very on brand for Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Lucy and I know each other from NYU. We went to college together. And back when we were at NYU, we won't tell you our ages, but we had the season DVDs of this show. And what Lucy and I would do, like every Sunday, I would say, Lucy had a studio apartment. Mm-hmm. And we used to mix up. We had the DVDs for every season. We used to like mix them up on your bed and choose one at random. And that's how we would spend our Sunday. We would just like watch that disc.
Yes. And it was honestly epic. And that show is Gilmore Girls. I feel like we have to start with the Thanksgiving episode, which is an absolutely iconic episode for so many reasons. Deep fried Korean Thanksgiving.
I feel like no better Thanksgiving episode has been done for a show.
I totally agree. And I think it's also because the show is such like a fall, autumn, cozy show that when you add an actual Thanksgiving episode on top of that, it's just off the charts.
And it's also just the best. It's like food is such a big part of the show and how much they like love to eat and eat, like can eat so much and still look amazing. And so it's like a marathon of Thanksgiving. So you get to see every single character in the show somehow. Also, it's the third season of the show, which is the best season, obviously, because it's the Jess and Rory season. And then they have that incredible kiss at the end of the episode. And then Dean sees. So there are four Thanksgivings. There's the Kims, there's Suki's, there's Luke's, and there's Emily and Richard's. Mm-hmm. I love anything with Mrs. Kim in it. I just like wish she's in every scene. She absolutely kills me.
And then they have Suki's Thanksgiving, which is also epic because I feel like one of the best parts of rewatching. Basically, Emmy and I have watched this show so many times, but we decided at the beginning of quarantine, we were both going to simultaneously start from the beginning and just see how long it took us to get through the entire series. And going back and seeing Melissa McCarthy, first of all, she's just such a good actress that it makes...
So good.
She's just so cute and good. But then there's so many you see like these little flickers of how funny she actually is. And obviously at the time we like didn't know how hilarious she was. And now she's huge. But there's a scene when she's like drunk at her Thanksgiving because Jackson is deep frying their turkey. And she's so funny in it. And you can tell that Lorelai, Lauren Graham, is actually really laughing, which I love. Which is my favorite thing, when you can see a genuine laugh from an actor.
Her drunk voice is so good in that episode.
Amazing.
Like, you just really feel like this woman is absolutely blacked out. And you all know a family member that gets blacked out because the pressure of hosting a family gathering is just too much.
There's always one person. Then they go to Luke's to see the way they planted the seed for Luke and Lorelai in the early, I mean, even from the pilot, but the early seasons. It's so amazing. Like, they just did such a good job of developing their relationship, but it's so cute when he gets disappointed that they might have to skip his Thanksgiving, and you can see he's so sad. Then they go to Richard and Emily's, which obviously blows up in their face because that's when Rory admits that she applied to Yale.
Well, I also will say, this is my least favorite moment of Lorelai of, like, the whole show. These are the moments I get so mad at her. A, it's completely unrealistic that she thinks Rory only applied to one school.
Especially Harvard. Like, come on.
Exactly. And, like, everyone at the table is like, of course you would apply to other schools. Like, what? And then I just, even though I totally get why she has this very tumultuous relationship with her parents, of course, just when she breaks Emily's heart ever, like, Emily is just such an incredible actress and makes you feel so much by her disappointment that, like, when she's like, you don't want Rory to have anything that we had or, like, any part of our lives, it just breaks my heart. And I'm like, Lorelai, please snap out of it.
I totally agree. Their relationship, I mean, Lorelai with both of her parents, but especially the Lorelai-Emily dynamic, is one of my favorite relationships, I feel like, in all shows. It's just so complex, and we see so many sides of it through the entire series. And I feel like it's one of the best written dynamics.
And it's just such a joy to watch as they get closer. And then every time they get, like, have a setback, it just breaks your heart that much more.
I think going back and rewatching, obviously, when you think about the relationships, you think Luke and Lorelai, you think Rory and Logan, Rory and Jess, but there's some other very good significant others in the early seasons that I feel like don't get enough of a shout out.
Yes. So who are your favorite significant others?
Well, I love Max. And I like Jason a lot. I think that was like a very interesting storyline to see Lorelai interacting with someone from her kind of world, her parents' world. But I just have such a soft spot for Max.
I mean, to this day, I want to be proposed to with 1,000 yellow daisies. The fact that she was hooking up with the teacher from Rory's school and it like created a little bit of drama and then they made it work and then like Rory ended up like loving Max.
And wanting and him to Max be her stepdad. Hot.
Oh, my God. Yes.
He is.
And their
so
wedding
hot.
Was going to be perfect. And I get that there had to be 7 seasons of the show. And obviously I loved what happened between Luke and Lorelai, but like still, I just loved Max so much.
Me too. And I feel like Lorelai genuinely loved him. Like, I don't think it was ever going to work with Jason, but I feel like Max, like, it could have happened. It could have worked.
Yeah.
The Chris and Lorelai relationship is very interesting. Obviously, the last season when they're married is strange, and we'll get to kind of the the later seasons. But they do have a really cute, you do kind of wish that you could see them together.
Well, I think it's just like Lorelai genuinely loved Christopher. She mm-hmm. always wanted a potential workout. I will say I'm so impressed by Lorelai, regardless of what's happening, like wanting Christopher to be a part of Rory's life. She allows him to be in Rory's life as much as he like essentially can be mm-hmm. just because of who he is. Like he can't be this devoted dad because he kind of sucks in terms of that. But she like always is very supportive of Rory and Christopher's relationship. And I do like love that about her.
Right. Which I feel like is also how she feels about Emily and Richard. Obviously, she has a really complex relationship with them, but she always supports and encourages Rory to have a close relationship with them. And watching Rory and Emily and Richard together and how much Emily and Richard love Lorelai or love Rory, even though you know that Lorelai getting pregnant at 16 was like devastating to them. The fact that they love Rory so much unconditionally throughout the entire series is just so heartwarming.
She is just like the light of their lives and like 100%. Of Richard's life, like the least emotional person in the show, just like loves this little girl so much.
How do we feel about Dean, especially going back and rewatching with fresh eyes?
I honestly feel like going back and watching in order. So, like, we never watched it in order. We, like, very – like, I watched it in order when it was on. I do think, Netflix, if you're listening to this, I am dying for you to have a shuffle button. I want this to be my invention. Sometimes you're just having a bad day and you need to watch Gilmore, and the last thing you want to do is pick an episode. Like, you
that
just want someone
genius.
To know. But I will say, rewatching it in order for the first time in so long, I was seeing all the boys with fresh eyes. So, yeah. So, Dean, I have many mixed feelings. I loved him as, I think Lorelai puts it perfectly. He was the perfect first boyfriend for her. Do I absolutely despise that he cheated on his wife with her? Yes.
That scene when Lorelai and Rory are walking through town and Lindsay and her mom stop them because they found the note Rory wrote about him cheating on her is so good and so cringeworthy.
I hate watching Lorelai have to defend Rory, but it's just like such a Lorelai as like a ride or die mom. Why would he ruin his marriage for her? I know. It's so cringeworthy.
I do like that she leaves him for a much cooler, hotter guy, Jess, because I feel like that is accurate when you're 16 and this guy is really nice and whatever and you love him. And then Lorelai is totally right when she's like, I think Rory's 17 and it's about time for a Jess. Because I feel like that's true. When you get a little bit older, you kind of want that bad boy chase, the whole thing. And I feel like she just had so much more in common with Jess that it just... she was going to obviously grow out of her relationship with Dean.
Of course.
I think Jess was really the right guy for her. The one, because Rory is kind of boring, and I feel like Jess made her kind of more interesting.
Well, and I feel like they did such a good job, too, of, like, Jess was not perfect when they dated. He does a lot of things that I have a problem with, too, but he's a teenage boy going through this traumatic thing with his family, so it was very realistic in how he reacts and things that he does. Mm-hmm. And then he worked so hard to become the guy that Rory was always rooting for him to be. And I just, his evolution is incredible. And I have so many mixed feelings about the revival, but I will say what they did with Jess. I just love that they took everything that everyone has been saying about Jess the whole time. We're basically like, okay, we're gonna like really give the audience what they want with this character.
Jess will always be my number one. But I do love Logan for Rory, too. I mean, let's exclude the revival because we both have such mixed feelings about that. But even just, you know, season, what is it, end of five on.
Also, they all make total sense for Rory at the time that they're with her. It just is so perfectly where she's at that I feel like each relationship does work. When I was watching it, when it was actually on, like, I liked Logan enough not to, like, be still pining after Jess.
Right. That's so true, yeah.
The Life and Death Brigade is one of my very favorite episodes. We Epic. Need to get her out of this Dean rut, and I think that, like, Logan was the perfect person to do it.
Mm-hmm. And I also love when he... when she is gets drunk with him and his friends at the party that Emily and Richard throw, and Dean is kind of like, I don't belong here anymore. And it's just fun to see Rory with actual friends, like getting drunk and having fun and kind of embracing the rich kid side of herself. Because at the end of the day, like, obviously Lorelai doesn't have money, but Rory is a privileged...
a rich kid.
Rich Connecticut kid. So it's kind of fun to see her in that element.
I mean, I can't even when she drops out of Yale. I just, my blood boils.
It's so brutal to watch.
But I can't blame Logan for that. He doesn't drop out of Yale.
She makes a lot of bad decisions. That being one of them.
She
is really, pretty...
she can be kind of like a spoiled brat at times without actually like acting outright like a spoiled brat. But like she is.
I feel like for a show that went on for so many seasons and... where she went from being, what, 15 in the very beginning to 21, 22, she would start to have different parts of her personality come out. So I kind of, even though it's hard to watch, I do think it was necessary to have some tension with Lorelai. You know, they were never, I feel like it's impossible to have a perfect relationship, even with them.
I also think it was like so... important that she got that time with Emily and Richard. I absolutely love the episode where they find out that Rory and Logan are having sex.
Oh my god,
yeah. And
then
they, like, put all the story... they, like, decide to redo the pool house so she has to move into the bedroom next to theirs. Yeah. And it's so good. And I just love those a kid living with her grandparents moment.
Emily is one of my all-time favorites. The way they write her, the one-liners, it's just... unbelievable. The looks she gives, she's just perfect to me.
One I also love, because even though her and Lorelai have a tumultuous relationship, there's always a humor to their relationship, because like Emily does have this very subtle, very dry sense of humor with Lorelai, and it like comes out randomly, and you see they do such a good job of having these like small similarities between them, I feel like.
Right.
And like you really being able to see their mother-daughter bond even when they like absolutely hate each other. Like one of my favorite moments is when she does not marry Max, and then like they come back from Harvard and she like has to tell them that she's not marrying Max, and she's so panicked about it, so upset about it, and like so afraid of their reaction. Emily handles it so calmly, and then she's like, well, I guess you'll never know what I got you as like your wedding gift. And then it's like their whole banter of like Lorelai guessing what she got her and like following her around the house like and trying to find the gift. Yeah. And it's just such a cute little like fun banter moment, and it shows that like Emily really does care about Lorelai, and she does feel for her that she canceled her wedding. And,
totally.
Like, not everything has to be so dramatic between them.
Right. One of my favorite Emily moments, similar to that one, that I think it's one of the first times we really see Emily's kind of love for Lorelai and standing up for her daughter, is when Lorelai and Chris were going to get back together, and Emily has such a cute kind of happy reaction to that at Suki's wedding. And then when she finds out that they're not together, she initially blames Lorelai. And then when Lorelai is like devastated and has to say it's because his girlfriend is pregnant, and Chris comes over and Lorelai is like really upset and crying, and Emily comes out and she's like, "Christopher, you need to leave." And she just totally takes control and kicks him out and just to like be there for Lorelai. And it's just, you see the protectiveness that she has over Lorelai, even though you barely see it. When you do see it, it's the best.
And her and just like her and Lorelai bonding over when she's dating.
Oh my God, yeah.
Also, just like, I absolutely hated when her and Richard broke up. But Lorelai, we really saw her be there for Emily. Her and Emily's relationship was like at its best during that time.
And I love, I mean, I have so many thoughts about the last couple seasons, but the series finale, I think, is a great episode, and how you can tell Emily and Richard, but especially Emily, are nervous that Lorelai is not going to come to dinner anymore because Rory's not there. And Lorelai's like, "Why don't we just discuss it at dinner?" And you just see Emily like light up and then have some like dry, sarcastic comment. But you can tell how much she does love Lorelai. I feel like those relationships are the core of the show, but then there's so many good supporting characters that you just see for years and years and years, like Suki and Michelle. Obviously Suki, but even Michelle, I live for Michelle.
Oh my, I mean, number one, absolutely, he's hilarious.
I love when he gets sad when he thinks that Lorelai and Suki aren't going to bring him to the dragonfly, and then it's kind
of, oh my God,
the three of theirs. Oh, it's the best. Also, the dragonfly is absolutely stunning and the coziest, cutest place I've ever seen, and I want to open up an inn that is decorated exactly like it.
Yes. Everything about this show is like cozy and feel good. 100%. And just like everything about the inn, everything about how it's decorated, all the times that they invite the entire town into the inn, whether it's the Independence Inn. Yes. Those are my two favorite episodes. Or the Dragonfly, their opening night, and just seeing like how supportive this town is of each other.
Looking back at the way that they planted the seed in the pilot for Luke and Lorelai's relationship, and I'm so glad that they didn't put them together too early in the show, because I feel like that's what they did on New Girl with Nick and Jess, and their chemistry was so great in the beginning, and then they put them together too soon. And I feel like the fact that Luke and Lorelai, it took them so long to get there, and they dated other people and they had other relationships, it made it that much more satisfying when they actually got together, because you had been going along the journey for 5 years with them.
And it also was, like, something, like, it's not something that they completely ignored. Like, I feel like Suki would always make comments about it. Mm-hmm. Or, like, even when Rachel was in Luke's life, like, she kind of noticed a vibe.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like it was something that was always hinted at. But it was just something that, like, neither of them would do until they were fully ready for it.
Right.
And, yeah.
You just knew they were going to get together eventually. And it was just, ugh, when they finally had that first kiss outside the dragonfly in that episode where the whole town is there.
The best.
Season 7, they're apart, and so you kind of are prepared for it. But season 6, when you see, like, the breakdown of their engagement because of April, and it's just so cringy to watch because it's just so sad. I feel like Luke would do that.
Oh, yeah. It makes total sense for his character. And I will say that April's mom is probably my least favorite character, like, on the show. It's so sad. And I also feel like I didn't know what to kind of expect with the her and Christopher romance, because I could also see them. Number one, season 7 was written by, it was not written by
Amy Sherman. Yeah.
Yeah, and her husband. So it had a little different of a vibe. And, like, you don't know if this person is going to have it end with Luke and Lorelai. I could see, like, just as likely kind of that it ends with Lorelai and Christopher. Like, I feel like at the time when I was watching it, I really was like, where are they going with this? It was just so devastating.
I feel like it makes sense that she would try to make it work with Christopher, since I feel like it was in the back of her head.
Yeah.
For so many years. But the fact that she married him without Rory being there, I feel like would not have happened. It just doesn't seem in character for her.
And I do feel like they had to go down a, like, her and Christopher happy path at some point. I wish that it happened, like, a little earlier and maybe not in the last season.
Yeah.
When I was, like, needing a happy ending the whole time.
But I do, even though I feel like the seventh season was weird, the series finale and Luke doing the whole goodbye party for Rory is so, and the fact that Rory's going to be a reporter for Barack Obama on his campaign.
Oh my God, yes.
It's so good.
The series finale is incredible.
It's incredible. The fact that Luke builds this whole tent and party and he just says to Lorelai, I just wanted to see you happy. It's amazing. Even before that, actually, I feel like it really starts to get good when Lorelai sings her I Will Always Love You and everybody knows it's about Luke and you're kind of like, oh my God, oh my God, I feel like this is going to happen. They're going to get back together.
Yes, it ended exactly as I wanted it to, which I feel like is when we should start talking about how we felt about the revival.
Yeah, because I agree. The last episode was perfect to me. It was such a good ending for the show. Even the last couple of scenes with Luke and at the diner with Rory and Lorelai. And I feel like the diner is a character in and of itself in the show. And it was such a good ending. And the revival, I was so excited for the revival. And
yes.
I understand from Amy's point of view, like, this is my show, this is my world, I want to write it how I would have ended it, which I get, but at the same time, I feel like she didn't honor the way not only the show ended, but where the characters were emotionally at the end of the series. And she just kind of, she wrote it as if it was the final season of the series instead of where they would be at this point in time. So it just kind of felt like it was just weird.
I totally agree. Number one, when I found out about the revival, I thought it was the best thing ever. I wanted to see these characters. I miss them so much. I just was kind of like, okay, whatever this is, I'll take it. I'm just like so excited to see everybody again. And it came out literally the day after Thanksgiving, which I just, what better timing?
And the fact that it was all going to be seasonal, it seemed perfect.
But number one, it was always going to be so heartbreaking because of Richard.
Which I do think was,
in real life.
I think that was a great storyline. That was one of my favorite parts of the revival was Emily's and Lorelai and Rory's reaction and emotional state at Richard's passing.
Well, it's also really hard. Like, I gotta say, they did a good job to, like, leave characters and then come back to them. And that you played for so long and then you kind of put to bed. And then to, like, come back to them completely and, like, delve into that world again. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like as an actor, that must be very hard.
Yeah, and there were things that I did like about it. There were moments. It was fun to see Lorelai and Rory's relationship when they're really both adults. And there were things about it that I liked, but it was just disappointing. It felt off.
Well, it felt also more like fantasy, like fantastical in a way. It felt like too big. Like, yes. I feel like they made it bigger because it was like a Netflix revival that everyone was so excited about, so they just pulled out like all the stops. But what we loved about the show was how like small town and wholesome it was and just quiet, comforting, cozy. So I feel like, and I honestly think part of this was because it was Netflix, they probably had a bigger production budget. It was just like such a thing.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's a really good point. Gilmore Girls is just the most Thanksgiving-y, fall-y, happy, warming show. It's just like a comfort food show.
And you truly, like, I could watch this show anytime. That's why we watched it when quarantine started, because we were just like, we need something to get us through this time and make us feel like it's going to be okay. And that's what this show does.
What else have you been watching?
Okay, so I'm watching two shows I'm extraordinarily excited about. Number one, I currently have three shows on air live, which is so exciting. I'm sorry, four, because I'm watching The Bachelorette. I have The Bachelorette, Grey's Anatomy. I'm watching The Undoing on HBO, and then I'm watching A Teacher. And Lucy, how do you feel about A Teacher? We will delve into this more, but you are starting it as well. You're starting both of these shows.
Yes, I think he is so hot, and I know he's, you know, supposed to be in high school. But let me just say,
but he's 25 in real life, so it's okay.
It's okay. Their sexual tension, it just, it makes me feel alive.
What else should we be watching? Guys, we need winter shows because it's going to be a little bleak out there. And I'd like to have some other things to watch. Well, this has been a pleasure.
We hope you all have a fab Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Bye!
Goodbye!